Yesterday, the Alaska State Senate was expected to vote on a bill that would change the way waste from cruise ships is regulated. But instead, they opened the bill up to amendments and put off a real vote on the measure until next week. The bill is a priority of the governor, and the administration had hoped for passage by this week. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is here with us to explain why that didn't happen. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So give us a little bit of background on what the bill does and why it has been so controversial.
So basically, what this bill does is it would change a citizens initiative that passed in 2006 that requires cruise ships to meet stricter standards. That initiative was written so that by 2016, cruise ships would have to meet clean water standards at the point of discharge. Basically, they release waste in the water and you should be able to drink it is the idea. The cruise ship industry has been saying that it can't do that and it needs mixing zones. So they would release waste and then within 10 seconds, the water would meet normal levels. But the reason it's so controversial is on top of rolling back a citizens initiative, critics are saying it's based upon faulty science. There was a state science panel that released a report saying that the cruise ships are doing all they can to meet the current wastewater standards, and it would be hard for them to meet them in the future. But in the past few weeks, there have been questions about this report. One of the members of the science panel says that her concerns weren't included in the report, and then it recently came out this weekend that the panel itself was told that their report would not be used as a basis for any legislation.
Alexandra, some of the proposed amendments to the bill got bipartisan support. Was that surprising or was it expected?
A little bit of both. This bill is pretty difficult for coastal legislators to swallow just because there's been opposition from some members of the fishing industry, tribal entities, and also community groups. So there are three Republicans that were seen as being vulnerable on this issue. There was Bert Stebbin of Sitka, Peter Michicki of Soldotna, and Gary Stevens of Kodiak. All of them represent communities where the fishing industry is very important. The first two were present, and they supported an amendment that would essentially keep the current standards in place, but just give the cruise ship industry a little bit more time to meet the new regulations. Senator Gary Stevens was actually absent for the vote due to travel, and he was excused. The reason that's interesting is because of the five Democrats in the minority, the two Democrats in the majority, and then these three Republicans have problems with the bill. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a certain path to passage for this measure next week.
Has DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, weighed in on the delay until next week?
They have. I received an emailed statement from the deputy commissioner last night explaining why they're looking for faster passage of this bill. In previous conversations with them, they said they really needed to see this bill pass by February 15th if they were going to permit cruise ships under the new regulations. Now they're just saying that, hey, we need this as soon as possible. Otherwise, we're going to have to do this twice if we see the regime change. So there's been a little bit of waffling on how quickly they do actually need it.
Alexandra, this bill easily passed the House and now is hitting a snag in the Senate. What do you think that says about the dynamics in the legislature this year?
It shows that the political dynamics might be a little bit more complicated than they would seem if you were just basing your votes on who's in the majority and who's in the minority. If we saw the Senate break down on the bill the same way it broke down on the First Amendment, it wouldn't have passed because they need 11 votes, and a 10-7 split isn't enough.
What are you hearing about this bill, and is it seen as sort of a test case for the governor's oil tax bill?
That's possible. This is one of the governor's first major priorities, and his administration expressed that they wanted to see the bill move quickly. While it did on the House side, there's been a greater diversity of opinion on the issue in the Senate. And if we see divides in the majority caucus when this bill does come to a vote, it could suggest that there are some members who are willing to break away from their party on big issues.
All right, Alexandra, thanks for that update.
No problem, Lori.
APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.